Hey y'all, you're listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney. I think at this point, this is going to be like a driving in the car type thing. I can sit down and do some episodes in the field, but most of the time I think about y'all when I'm driving. Last time we spoke about what I've been up to in the last year. It was very vague. If you have a specific question, you will just have to reach out to me and I answer it or whatnot. But yeah, that's in short what I have been up to for the last year. But it is March, y'all, already. That means, you know, some time done passed. And it's time to revamp, whatever our goals and see where we're at and where we want to be. Right? And I've been doing that. I think I told you guys about me being the social media manager. I want to get into a career that I can move around in. That's one of my goals. And that's why it was important for me to take this opportunity to learn. And y'all, it's been trying, it's been challenging, but I have overcame pretty much everything that has came to me in a sense. It's been a learning curve. I'm not necessarily on Instagram, so learning Instagram was a problem for me. Not a problem. I don't want to say problem. Challenge. But I think I got it under wraps now, and so I'm feeling really good about it. I'm almost like at a point where I'm willing to take on a new client. I want to kind of give this month, the rest of the month, to see. Because right now, I feel like I got a handle on it. I have a plan. And I feel like it's just going really well. But it's very important for me to do this because everything is... At the top of the year, I hosted a manifestation party. But at the manifestation party I was hosting, so I didn't necessarily like map out my plan, which I'm literally still haven't sat down and made my vision board. And that's because I did something different this year. Well, I made a vision board. I actually did make a vision board at the manifestation party, but it was in between hosting, so it was just whatever I had available at the time somewhat. But I have a binder, and it's like it's the same material as cardboard, so I think I'm gonna make a vision binder and just look at it, you know, every time I feel sad, I guess. But yeah, so that's what's been up with that. I wanted to talk about silence, y'all. Not enough of us know how to sit in silence. I don't know what to say. You know, sometimes it's okay to be around people and still sit in silence. And my family is some chatters, honey. We chatty. We chat. We talk from the moment we get up to the moment we go to sleep. And I think all of us do like silence when we alone, but none of us know how to be silent when we're around each other. You know what I mean? And you have to kind of question, like, what is it about silence? Does silence make you uncomfortable? But does it make you feel better? For me, I'm going to be very transparent with y'all. Silence to me meant something was wrong in my household growing up. Because I just told y'all, we're chatty people. So if it was silent to me, that meant something wasn't right. Something was going wrong. There was conflict within the house. If me and my sister stop talking or we don't talk for a while, that means something is wrong. Someone's, you know, feeling some type of way. So that's what silence has always meant for me. And it took me a long time. And this is something I still work on as an empath, is learning that it's okay to be in silence. And just because someone is silent doesn't mean something is wrong. I don't know why this, you know, come out like that, or why I always processed it like that in my head, but that's how I have always processed silence, is that something was wrong. Now, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a busy bee. I got shit to do. I'm headed to my storage. Because y'all probably don't know, but I do have Abstract Living. I think I told y'all this. Abstract Living is an online thrift store that's not really online. But this weekend, I'm going to check the weather. But I think I'm going to go to the flea market. If you don't, a flea market is pretty much, I don't know if y'all have this everywhere. But a flea market is pretty much just like a place where everybody come and sell random things. Some people are legit businesses and some people just want to sell some things that's in their house. It usually don't cost that much to attend a flea market. Here where I stay, we actually have two. One of them is better than the other, but yeah. So I'm coming to see about that. But silence has always been a problem for me. And it took me a long time to get to a point where I stopped, you know, seeing silence as like a warning sign. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. So lately, I've been wanting to like sit in silence, but amongst people, if that makes sense. Because I really don't have anything to talk about now. As in, I've really been working really, really hard this year on not gossiping because that's not what I want to do. You know what I mean? I understand everybody is going through their own shit, and it's so easy to just talk about that because it's something to talk about. But I don't want to talk about that. So when you eliminate something that you don't want to talk about, you eventually you get to a point where you realize like, oh shit, I'm not going to have anybody to talk to. Because a lot of your relationships are rooted in gossip or trauma bonding or different things like that. And I'm not saying everybody, because some of us is fortunate enough to not really had to do too much self-work because you grew up in a stable, loving, healthy environment. And that's beautiful. But for everyone on the other side of that that's undoing trauma and stuff, it's kind of hard to separate yourself from the past. And because the people in your past, they usually are, you're trauma bonded to them for some reason. And then eventually you get to a point where it's like, okay, I don't want to do this. And it's like, you can voice it, right? Because I've been very adamant about like telling people like, look, I don't want to gossip. But I still end up listening to the gossip. You know what I mean? Or whatever, because the conversation will circle back. No matter how hard I try to get away from it or move on or what you've been up to or blah, 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 it always comes back to the same thing, right? And it done took me a long time to get to a point where it's like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, oh shit, I'm really alone out here in these streets. And that's okay. However, sometimes I want to sit amongst people. You know what I mean? I want to be around people. And sometimes I don't always want to be on a healing kick. As in, everything I do and everywhere I go, I don't want it to be centered around healing. A lot of people see me and they see love and light and just a good time, a jolly person. That is who I am. I'm a calm, jolly, upbeat person, but very low key. You know, this is me. I'm the same person all the time. I'm very monotone. This is just me. What y'all hear is me. Like, if you was to talk to me, it would be the same thing. I'm going to give you a little bit of guidance, a little bit of love, a little bit of light. And I'm going to give you a little bit, a lot of the truth, actually. But sometimes I don't want to do that, if that makes sense. I want to be in my element, too. I see people that, like, get to just relax. I think that I feel like I'm a typecast away in people's life. Like, I'm typecast as someone that can help. And I don't always want to help. I don't know. That's not what I want to do. Sometimes I want to sit and catch the vibe too that everybody else is getting to catch. I don't want to be the person that every time, you know, we talk, I have to hear a rundown of what's been going wrong in your life. Because I'm getting, number one, I'm getting out of offering advice. That's number one. I'm not doing that anymore. You literally have to ask me for advice for me to give my opinion. So even with you like talking to me, it's still going to be a lot of silence on my end because I'm practicing I'm practicing staying in my lane and not always offering people advice or, you know, willing to jump in and say what I think or what I think you should do, because 9 times out of 10 you already know what you should do and you already know whether you're gonna listen or not. You already know because it's your life and it's really that simple. You already know what you really want to do. I could talk to y'all all day about my relationship, right? But even in the end, I told y'all I didn't leave because I wasn't ready to. It's literally that simple. This is something that you have to go through on your own. And so maybe it's not that I want people to sit in silence and comfort. Maybe that's something that I'm learning, because I'm learning that silence is not discomfort. Silence is not discomfort. So I guess I'm getting used to sitting in silence and I want other people to do it too. However, I think we need to get to a point where everyone stop with the dumping, the emotional dumping. Everybody's going through stuff. I'm not at all saying that you got to keep your shit in or that a person don't want you to vent to them or whatever. Because most times I am down for it. I'm fine. Like I say, I know how to go inward. So it's not hard for me to allow someone to like vent. But I don't want our relationship to be centered around you venting to me about XYZ. Like I seen a Facebook post that saying, you call me when you feeling low, but when you want to do the fun shit, I'm not the person you think of. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to be anyone's pick me up, right? I got my own cup to fill and, you know, things like that. So I just had to, you know, get that out, because silence to me can be so traumatic, because that's what it was for me as a child. And, you know, when everything's cool, calm, collect, everybody good, and then it gets silent, it's like it makes me uncomfortable. And even, you know, in the past in my relationship, when it got silent, that meant something was going wrong. That meant, oh, so if we not communicating, something's not right. You know, and so I'm getting to a point where I'm actually preferring silence. I don't know if it's, you know, it may just be with age or whatnot, but I'm preferring my own space and to just be able to be me in silence. If that makes sense, like a room full of people just doing whatever they're doing, but it's not too chaotic. Everyone is kind of low key. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. And so it's hard when you're trying to elevate into this new space and the people around you are not. And they kind of just, you know, they figuring out their wins and stuff like that, but they not at a place where they appreciate the same things you appreciate. And so you don't necessarily want to cut these folks off, but it's like you're trying to set proper boundaries and appreciate them as who they are and still be available. And I don't know. I definitely see why people just go disappear. I mean, it definitely would be easier. But that's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do, y'all, is to set proper boundaries. And then when those boundaries are not being, you know, respected, I guess then you would cut the person off. And that's still not a good feeling. Because they always going to, you know, feel like, oh, I don't know what I did wrong. And it's like, well, I told you what you did wrong. You ain't give a damn. Oh, that's my rant of the day. Yeah. I don't know, y'all. So, I will leave you with this. Today, I want everyone to sit in silence. Just take a moment to just sit with yourself. Even if it's just, I would say 3 minutes, because believe it or not, it's very hard, y'all. Meditating is very, it's an ongoing practice. And when you sit in silence, you'll have a bunch of random things come up. And you can either A, just focus on your breathing, or say some affirmations to yourself as you're breathing. You know, I'm kind, I'm funny, I'm smart, I'm beautiful,
I make the best choices for me. I do what's best for me. I always put me first. I fill my cup. You know, just say some affirmations to yourself. That would help not distract you, but it would keep you focused for those 3 minutes. Or you could, honestly, you could just, whatever pop up in your mind, you could go ahead and think about it. So if you got something random that pops up, oh, what I'm going to eat tonight, take that time to think. What are you going to eat tonight? And once you think about it, make a decision, move on. And that's another way. Everyone thinks that meditating is about just sitting in silence, and it's not. You'll have things come up, and you can give yourself permission to go ahead and file those things where they need to be filed. If it's something that's really not important, that's just a thought or worry, move it to the side. Move it to the side. Because your mind, body, and spirit, these are three different things, and you're trying to get everything on the same path. That's why when you talk about, when people don't get this, and it took me a long time to get it, and sometimes you feel out of body, that means you're not in alignment with your whole self. If you feel like you're watching yourself, or you're observing yourself, or you're doing things that you don't want to do, you have to get back in alignment and answer to your highest good. Your highest good is your highest being, being the person that you want to be. And the thing about it is, make a decision today that's for tomorrow. I went to the gym today. That's for tomorrow. I know by the summer, I want to be tight. I want to be right. So I need to work out now. You can't wait till the summer and then start working out. Guess what? It's hot. It's hot. You're sweating. Everybody wearing what they wearing now. And it's a comfort thing. If it's nothing wrong, because I'm not losing no weight, y'all. I'm literally just building muscle. And that's fine, because that's what I prefer. That's what I prefer. And side note, y'all, like, I don't know how this comes up, but, like, I would say at least once a year, the conversation come up, or rather, you know, can you run from a killer? And, yeah, I cannot. And, you know, one thing I want to be able to do is defend myself. I no longer have a man, which means I no longer have a man in the house. Which means I need to know how to defend myself in case hand-to-hand combat. You need to know it. So just take the time to learn something that may make you uncomfortable or may make you sweaty, tired, all those things. And just move forward anyway. Because if you're waiting for a reason not to, it's always going to be a reason not to. Give you a reason to. It's always, I felt like I was dying the whole time. Every morning for 45 minutes, I got a trainer, y'all. I feel like I'm dying every morning. But while I'm exercising, I tell myself I'm strong. I can do this. And it does get easier. It really does. And some days are worse than others. But because every day I feel like I'm going to die, every day I know I'm not. If that makes sense. So I know it's just my mind. I know, well, in that case, it's just my body. You feeling like it, but you know you're not, because you survived yesterday. So you got to move with what you know. A lot of shit we already know, and we got to implement it. If you know someone isn't good for you, it's time. We talking about leveling up. And I think that's, when I'm talking about silence, I think that's really what it is. It's like, I need someone around me that has the same, at least thought process of, okay, I'm working on me, and this is what I'm doing. And that way, I just need someone to be here for mutual support, in a way. Right now, everyone that I'm around, I'm the support. And I cannot do it. I can't do it no longer. And I hate to, like, feel like I'm pulling support, or that, you know, I don't care about what other people are going through, or blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. That's not the goal. The goal is for me to get to a place where I'm comfortable, and, you know, that I can try to spread my wings. And sometimes I be needing to pick me up, and I always have to pick myself up. And there's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes you need a cheerleader. Everyone, you know, like, it's a sin, or, you know, something like that. It's not the one support from others, and to gain it, you know, even with the podcast. You know, my mom did ask me about the podcast, or why I stopped. I didn't know she listened to it, but, you know, it was silent. Yeah, it was easy to just be like, oh, well, I'm too busy, I'm too this, I'm too that, Because if the, and that's where it comes to yourself and knowing what you want. So when it does get radio silent, you're okay. But it's also okay to want that support also. Duality, you know what I mean? It's okay to be independent. It's okay. You can do both. You don't have to be one thing. I am a true Gemini. With that being said, I will talk to y'all soon. Whatever comes up, you know, I have no problem sharing my thought process. I appreciate each and every one of you that listen to this podcast, especially because I was gone for a whole year and y'all was on here the same day I posted that episode, and I love that and I appreciate it. And I hope that you guys are doing well and I'm sending you great energy. And yeah, next time, y'all.